Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I like to reference stories whenever I meet with students, especially if I'm meeting with them in my office about behaviors and consequences. And the one that I use most often when students say, well, you know, Adam and Elizabeth were doing this too, is, okay, let's put it like this. If I go fishing, I don't catch all the fish. Not for lack of trying, but I don't catch all the fish. But the ones I catch have been caught. Just like you, Philip. So, in our congregation over years, we've had quite a few fishermen. And it shows in more than just pictures of a catch. So let's talk about the most important catch today. And it's not the most dangerous catch, like the TV show. It's the most wonderful catch. The one involving Jesus, the fisher of men. Jesus calls us to new life in him, but we don't have to wait until our resurrection day to begin that new life. Our new life in Jesus begins now. Before we look at what new life looks like, be warned. There's always a great temptation to stay in our old life or return to it again and to rest in our comfort zone. Even the disciples experienced this setback. When Jesus called his first disciples, Peter, James, and John, they were out on the Sea of Galilee, fishing from a boat, and not doing much catching. Jesus challenged them to go out farther and put their nets out again. But Peter was frustrated and said, "Master, we've worked all night long, but we've caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets again," from the fifth chapter of Luke. Peter, James, and John pulled in a miraculous catch after that. And thus began a great adventure with the Lord and Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, and gave them a new profession as fishermen, but fishers of men. Fast forward 3 years later, Peter, James, and John are now experiencing amazing things as disciples of Jesus. They've walked beside the Lord, witnessing mighty acts of healing. They've listened to his teachings and even participated in some of the miracles. And yet, even they returned to their old ways, even after seeing all of the good that Jesus has done, fishing for fish instead of fishing for men. And again, they're not doing very much catching. After the dramatic events of Jesus' death and resurrection, he appears to him again, and the men are back to their comfort zone. They're in a boat on the Sea of Tiberias, and they've cast their nets and are fishing. Jesus calls to them and says, "Cast your empty nets to the right side of the boat." Then another miraculous catch. Recognizing Jesus, John whispers to Peter, "It is the Lord." And in true Peter fashion, when he heard it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." The story begs a question. Why did Peter and the disciples go back to their jobs of fishing again, fishing for fish? Jesus had called them to do so much more than that. The reason, however, is clear from an earlier account in John's gospel. Remember, before the crucifixion, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. And if that wasn't bad enough, his denials were in spite of a personal vow that he would go to the death with Jesus. "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus answered Peter, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. After his denials, Peter was very aware of his own failings and his weakness. Rather than stepping into the resurrected life and moving forward with Jesus' call on his life to be an apostle, Peter had reverted back to being merely a fisherman. And evidently, he had brought the others with him. Like an athlete who lets down the team in the big moment, Peter had missed the last second layup after vowing to win the game. He was discouraged. He was disillusioned. And we too would be in the same proverbial boat. Peter is not the only apostle who faced adversity, guilt, and faith in his lifetime. in the book of Acts. Our first lesson this morning, we heard of the Apostle Paul, who was once called Saul, who persecuted Christians until he was called by Jesus. At that point, in another twinkling of an eye, Saul's entire life changed, and he became Paul, an apostle, who, because of his knowledge of the Torah, was able to easily expound upon the verses in the Torah that pointed toward the Messiah to provide deeper understanding and witness to the Gentile population. All the doors closed behind him, and he moved forward in a life embraced by Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. He didn't cast nets per se, but was a key in the growth and spread of Christianity. Jean Marie Heisberger, a Catholic educator and author among many of her other roles, once wrote, "God's power to use everything, even the hostile persecutor, to achieve the divine purpose. That's what it's all about." Once one is called, an immediate transformation occurs, whereby what was before fades away, and the light of God turns the normal life into the abnormal. The supernatural seems to appear out of nowhere, and eyes are opened. When one is called, the world fades, and the kingdom of God is already at hand. In our own walks with the Lord, very often some major disappointment or failing on our part hinders or blocks us from truly stepping into the fullness of the resurrected life. Is there any disappointment in your life that would have you fishing again rather than boldly living for the Lord? Is there any unworthy feeling holding you back, some guilt or shame that would prevent you from truly walking in the newness of life that the Lord has for you? In the wonderful moment of restoration, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" The disciple who once vowed, "I do not know the man," now says to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I know, or you know that I love you." And again, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And a third time, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." In reversing his three denials, these affirmations became a reaffirmation of Peter's calling to be a shepherd of the flock of the Lord. Jesus sealed Peter's affirmations with, "Feed my sheep," by taking Peter back to the beginning, to the moment of his calling. Jesus gave him a new start and another new challenge. Peter would indeed be fishing again for people. The Lord will do the same for you. The Lord has a special call upon your life. It's a call that will require you to step into a new reality, a new life. The temptation will be to return to the old ways and to the old life. And yet Jesus, your risen Lord, will meet you in your failings and challenge you to get back to your calling, to living once more for his kingdom. What's holding you back? Is there anything in the Christian life that has kept you from being resurrected and living in that resurrected life? Have you been fishing on the wrong side of the boat again? Jesus restored Peter and Paul, and he will restore you. Amen.